Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Ka'Chava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition Chocolate Mint. With Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Director, actor Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle were the two people found dead yesterday at a Los Angeles home owned by Reiner. An official who could not publicly discuss details of the investigation spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. The official added that investigators believe they suffered stab wounds. A family member is being questioned by investigators. In Providence, Rhode Island, officials say a person of interest in the Brown University shooting was being released. Two students and 9 others were injured Saturday afternoon. AP correspondent Gethin Kulba reports on reactions from a visiting NFL team that was staying near the scene before yesterday's game at New England.
The reigning NFL MVP and his teammates were in the vicinity of Saturday's deadly shooting at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island.
Very scary situation. Obviously, condolences to the families and prayers are out to everyone that was involved.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen says the team had checked into a downtown hotel and some players were out on the town when they received a text alert about the shooting.
We're out, some guys are eating dinner, blocks away from where it was going on and, making sure that we were getting updates from our team.
Buffalo defensive star Joey Bosa was inside the hotel with his father at the time of the shooting. The 5-time Pro Bowler tells the AP,
"It's horrible that we have to deal with that at all in this world, but there's some crazy people, and it just puts into perspective that football is important, but there's more important things, and just being grateful for being alive."
Gethin Kulba, Foxborough, Massachusetts.
In Chile, José Antonio Kast, an ultra-conservative former lawmaker, secured a victory in the presidential election yesterday, setting the stage for the country's most right-wing government in 35 years of democracy.
Chile's ultra-conservative former lawmaker José Antonio Kast secured a stunning victory in the presidential election Sunday. He defeated the candidate of the centre-left governing coalition, setting the stage for the country's most right-wing government in 35 years of democracy. Kast's supporters erupted into cheers in the street as results trickled in, shouting his name and honking horns. Kast hailed his decisive margin of victory, saying it provided him with a broad mandate. There was also a tremendous responsibility. Speaking to crowds after his election win, Kast said immigrants who don't comply with the law must leave. Kast, who won 58.2% of the votes, has pledged to crack down on increased crime, deport hundreds of thousands of immigrants without legal status, and revive Chile's sluggish economy. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
Get that Amex Gold card ready. I'm way too tired to cook tonight.
You read my mind. With the Gold card, we can get up to $120 a year in statement credits. Are you feeling the Cheesecake Factory, Five Guys? Either of those sound good?
Yes.
Which one?
Both.
Pay with the Gold card to receive up to $10 a month in statement credits at participating partners. Uncover more ways to reward yourself at americanexpress.com/explore-gold. Enrollment required. Terms apply.
A memorial has been held for the victims of yesterday's Bondi Beach shooting in Australia that killed at least 15 people.
Paying respect to the victims, they lit menorah candles, sang songs, and gave speeches to the gathered mourners. Sunday's mass shooting targeted a Hanukkah celebration, leaving at least 15 people dead. None of the dead or wounded victims have been formally named by the authorities, but those killed include a 10-year-old girl, a rabbi, and a Holocaust survivor. Dozens of others were injured, some seriously. The horror at Australia's most popular beach was the deadliest shooting in almost three decades in a country with strict gun control laws. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has called the massacre an act of anti-Semitic terrorism that struck at the heart of the nation. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
A Syrian official says the man who carried out an attack that killed three U.S. citizens near the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra Saturday had joined Syria's internal security forces as a base guard just 2 months ago, even though there were suspicions that he might be affiliated with the Islamic State group. Two U.S. service members and one U.S. civilian were killed in the attack. Six other people, Americans and Syrians, were wounded. The gunman was killed. A spokesman for Syria's Interior Ministry says the country has a shortage of security personnel and had to recruit people quickly. The attacker was among some 5,000 members who recently joined a new division in the internal security forces in a region where remnants of the Islamic State group remain active. Actor and comedian Dick Van Dyke is 100 years old.
I have no idea why I'm here, but I can't be more thrilled.
That was Van Dyke when he was honored by the Kennedy Center in 2021. From The Dick Van Dyke Show.
Starring Dick Van Dyke.
To Mary Poppins,
so jolly all the night with Mary.
To playing a physician sleuth on the TV series Diagnosis Murder, Dick Van Dyke has been entertaining us for a long time.
I've been in the business 75 years. I can't believe it.
That was last year at the Television Academy, so it's 76 years now, Dick. I'm Donna Water.
King Charles shares his cancer treatment update. The king is 77, and almost 2 years ago, he announced he would undergo treatment for an undisclosed type of cancer.
I am able to share with you the good news that thanks to early diagnosis, effective intervention, and adherence to doctor's orders, my own schedule of cancer treatment can be reduced in the new year.
The King's message was part of a broadcast in Britain to encourage people to take advantage of screening that can detect cancer in its early stages when it's easiest to treat. He says it worked for him.
Enabling me to continue leading a full and active life, even while undergoing treatment.
And he's telling others to get screened.
Your life, or the life of someone you love, may depend upon it.
This is a departure for the king and the royal family. They traditionally consider their health to be a personal matter and share few details with the public. I'm Ed Donahue.
What's described as an atmospheric river is causing historic flooding in Washington state, stranding families, washing over roads and bridges, and cutting off a border crossing to Canada.
This is something that the people of the state of Washington have not faced before, this level of flooding.
Washington Governor Bob Ferguson spoke at a news conference in Tukwila Friday afternoon.
The situation is extremely unpredictable.
The governor says he's grateful to President Trump, who has signed an emergency declaration. Troops went door-to-door early Friday to evacuate the farming community of Burlington, north of Seattle.
Come on, boys!
Jocelyn Alm and Angela Hansen were delighted to find that some of the chickens trapped in a coop at their flooded home survived.
You know, stuff is stuff. Life is something else, so, yeah. And I know they're just chickens, you know, but
they're yours.
They were my little chickens.
Gent Welsh, the Adjutant General of Washington's National Guard, cautioned that it may be a while before floodwaters recede. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Market Report. More drops for superstar AI stocks knocked Wall Street off its all-time highs. The S&P 500 fell 1.1% Friday. It was the worst day for the index in 3 weeks. The weakness for tech stocks pulled the Nasdaq Composite down 1.7%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave back 245 points. That's about 0.5%. Broadcom sank 11%. Other AI market darlings were also lower. Oracle pulled back another 4.5%. Nvidia skidded 3.3%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.18%. Seth Sutel in New York.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes has torn the ACL in his left knee. The injury occurred during Sunday's 16-13 loss to the Chargers that eliminated Kansas City from playoff contention. Chiefs coach Andy Reid.
It's a tough deal there. You know, when when you deal with that.
Packers defensive star Micah Parsons is also believed to have suffered a torn ACL in his left knee against the Broncos. Denver clinched a playoff spot with a 34-26 win, its 11th straight and NFL best 12th. The 11-3 Rams also clinched a playoff berth. 44-year-old Colts QB Phillip Rivers tossed a touchdown and a pick in his first NFL start in nearly 5 years and a loss to Seattle.
It was a blast.
College football, Indiana QB Fernando Mendoza became the school's first Heisman Trophy winner Saturday, and Lindsey Vonn finished fourth in the World Cup Super G. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
Jimmy Lai, the pro-democracy former Hong Kong media mogul and outspoken critic of Beijing, was convicted in a landmark national security trial in the city's court on Monday. It could send him to prison for the rest of his life. Three government-vetted judges found Lai, 78, guilty of conspiring with others to collude with foreign forces to endanger national security and conspiracy to publish seditious articles. He pleaded not guilty to all charges. Outside court, Steve Lee, Hong Kong Police National Security Chief, welcomed the judgment.
The court particularly highlighted that the testimony of the Lai is a contradiction, inconsistent and reliable, and also highlighted that he is the mastermind of the three charges.
Lai was arrested in August 2020 under a Beijing-imposed national security law that was implemented after massive anti-government protests in 2019. His family says it was saddened but not surprised by the verdict. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has expressed their willingness to drop Ukraine's NATO bid in exchange for Western security guarantees. He held talks in Berlin with U.S. envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner to discuss ending the war. Speaking to reporters, Zelensky rejected U.S. proposals for Ukraine to give up territory to Russia, calling them unworkable. He emphasized that any security assurances must be legally binding. Meanwhile, Russia launched a large-scale aerial attack on Ukraine, causing power outages. Zelensky stressed the need for peace on fair terms and highlighted ongoing diplomatic efforts. Nobel Peace Prize laureate Aleš Bieliatsky has been released from a Belarusian prison after more than 4 years. Bieliatsky spoke to the AP about focusing on his physical well-being. I feel more or less okay. I need to focus on my health now, because for all of these 4.5 years, I received only minimal medical care. You need to understand that medical care in Belarusian prisons is very limited. If there's a dentist, he only pulls teeth. If there's a general practitioner, he only gives pills. At best, he might give you one pill for five illnesses. He was freed as part of a deal with the U.S., which lifted some of the sanctions on Belarus. He described the inhumane conditions in the penal colony, including limited medical care. Belarus is a close ally of Russia and has faced Western sanctions for its human rights record and support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Bieliatsky was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2022 while still imprisoned. Hamas has confirmed the death of a top commander in Gaza a day after Israel said it had killed Raed Saad in a strike outside of Gaza City. Mourners were seen praying over the bodies before they were transported for the funeral. Hamas released a statement that described Saad as the commander of its military manufacturing unit. Israel had described him as an architect of the attack that sparked the war in Gaza. Israel asserted that he had been engaged in rebuilding the terrorist organization in a violation of the ceasefire that took effect. Israel said it killed Saad after an explosive device detonated and wounded at least two soldiers in southern Gaza. Pope Leo XIV has criticized prison overcrowding during a special mass for detainees, guards, and their families. Prison is a difficult environment, and even the best intentions can encounter many obstacles. Precisely for this reason, however, we must not tire, become discouraged, or back down, but move forward with tenacity, courage, and a spirit of collaboration. Many people still do not understand that we must be able to get back up after every fall, that no human being is defined by their actions, and that justice is always a process of reparation and reconciliation. The Vatican said around 6,000 people signed up to participate in the weekend pilgrimage dedicated to prisoners that marks the final big event of the 2025 Holy Year. Among them were some inmates who received authorization to participate. The mass marked the end of the Jubilee Year that Pope Francis inaugurated last year, which focused on spreading a message of hope, especially to those on the margins of society. Myanmar's military government has acknowledged that there was an airstrike on a general hospital in the western Rakhine state. It's been reported that the airstrike killed more than 30 people, including patients, medical staff, and children. In a statement published by a state-run newspaper, the military claimed that armed groups, including the Arakan Army and the People's Defense Force, had used the hospital as a base. It stated that the airstrike was part of a counter-terrorism operation, and that those killed or injured were opposition fighters and their supporters. The UN condemned the attack as part of a broader pattern of strikes targeting civilians. Fighting is raging along the Thailand-Cambodia border, despite U.S. President Donald Trump's claim of a new ceasefire agreement. Residents of a refugee camp in Cambodia says the life of displaced people doesn't get easier, and they want to see the fighting end. Thai officials say they did not agree to a ceasefire, and Cambodia has not commented directly. Thai jets reportedly carried out airstrikes, and the Thai foreign minister criticized Trump's remarks as inaccurate. The conflict has displaced over half a million people and resulted in numerous casualties. Both sides continue to blame each other for the violence, and Thailand's navy has now joined the fighting. British police say they found no evidence that Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, better known as former Prince Andrew, asked a bodyguard to investigate Virginia Giuffre. London's Metropolitan Police were investigating claims that the former Prince Andrew sought information to smear Giuffre in 2011 after a UK newspaper said he passed her details to his bodyguard. Police recently said that they found no evidence of criminal acts or misconduct. Giuffre, who committed suicide, said that she was exploited by Andrew and others in Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking ring. Andrew, who reached a settlement with Giuffre, was stripped of his royal title by his brother, King Charles III. Rika Ann Garcia, London.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Taxes was feeling unwelcome. Now Taxes is an open door, literally, to new TurboTax stores. Meet our experts in person.
Hi, welcome in.
They're powered by smart tech and ready to do your taxes for you. Get real-time updates while you go about your day, confident your taxes are done right. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. TurboTax stores opening soon. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.